while straight-up communism is now being proposed for Chicago, the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, who is a communist, obviously, he is now proposing government-run grocery stores across the city, or at least certain parts of the city. And why? Why do they need government-run grocery stores? Well, because all the other retailers are leaving the city because of rampant crime and shoplifting. Because of defunding the police and the district attorneys that refuse to press charges against shoplifters and so on. You know, all the typical problems of libtard-run cities. So their solution, instead of cracking down on crime, right, instead of making shoplifting actually illegal, you know, instead of arresting these shoplifters, they just want to continue to allow crime to run amok across the city and then have government-run stores so that the shoplifting is paid for by taxpayers. This idea could only come from a libtard communist Democrat. And what's next? Are they going to have a government Walmart? Can you imagine? This is straight out of North Korea. You're going to walk in there, shelves will be all empty, and wait a second. Those aren't even real fruit. They're like fake plastic fruit. You know, it's trying to make it look real. You know, the employees won't give a crap. The cashiers will barely show up. They'll ask to work from home, you know. And they'll be paid $100,000 a year plus benefits and everything. Government-run retail operations sounds like, you know, the worst possible idea that you could come up with on how to solve a rampant shoplifting problem. It's like, yeah, let's just spread the losses across all the taxpayers. That sounds like a great idea. And you can imagine that the grocery suppliers won't even want to sell food to the government grocery stores because the government will be, of course, completely incompetent on their accounting and accounts payables, and they won't pay on time. And pretty soon, the food wholesalers are like, we're not going to send any more trucks because you idiots aren't even paying. So, of course, they'll have shortages. Can you say bread lines? It's like straight out of the Soviet Union. And then they'll have rationing because of the shortages, right? The shelves will be all empty. And, of course, they'll blame somehow Trump for all this. Trump's fault. It's racist. These people are insane. They have no faith in free market economics, of course. The free market would solve this because there are plenty of opportunities to make money in grocery retail if you don't have all your goods stolen by the locals because of a total lack of enforcement by police. So the answer is obvious. If you stop the crime, the retailers will move back in and the government doesn't have to do anything. But then again, Democrats tend to be communists and all they believe in is centrally planned economies, not decentralized economies, which is free market economies. And so if you've ever wanted a grocery store to be run as efficiently as your local DMV, then Brandon Johnson, Mayor Johnson, he's your man, because that's exactly what he's going to do. You walk in, you have to take a number and then wait 2.5 hours and then they'll call your name. What do you want? You know, I want to buy some bananas and avocados. We don't have any avocados. Well, why didn't you tell me that 2 hours ago? Are you talking back? Talk to the plexiglass because we're in lockdown, you know. It's going to be totally insane. Government-run grocery stores equals famine. I mean, this is Venezuela. Chicago is going to become Venezuela. And it's going to be an absolute nightmare. But it will be entertaining for pro-liberty people to walk into these stores and do some filming and some commentary like, here's a government-run grocery store in Chicago. Run by taxpayers, funded by taxpayers. Look, nobody's paying for anything here at retail. They're just stealing everything. So it basically just becomes a government, you know, handout operation, just another form of welfare, I suppose. It's just like steal and go, you know, instead of shop and go or whatever. I know what they'll call it. They'll call it the, not the dollar store, but the ain't got no dollar store. That's definitely the name that Mayor Johnson will choose. I'm sure of it. Now, of course, this idea is a microcosm of what's happening at the national level, because money printing by the central bank in collusion with the treasury is, of course, massive theft against all the taxpayers. Frankly, it's theft against anybody who even holds dollars, anybody who has saved dollars or who uses dollars or who has any currency whatsoever. So theft is the basis of, I mean, it's the core philosophy of Democrats is to just steal. And so, of course, they want to set up a store to allow stealing and thereby steal from the taxpayers because, of course, the federal government steals from taxpayers every single day by printing trillions of dollars in fake fiat counterfeit currency and then using that money to buy off all their political allies and to pay bribes and kickbacks and send more money to Ukraine. And, of course, they use money printing to pay kickbacks and bribes and, you know, money laundering to Ukraine and all the other programs that Democrats engage in. Theft is their business model. And deception, propaganda, censorship, that's how they get away with their theft, is to just gaslight everybody and claim that they're helping people. And you can imagine, Mayor Johnson will probably be standing out in front of the new Ain't Got No Dollar store, just handing out food. Look, I'm the mayor, I'm handing out food. Communism style. And believe me, plenty of locals will think that's awesome. Wow, really? You're handing out food? We'll vote for you. They will. Because they also don't understand that handouts involve a tremendous amount of waste, a lack of economic efficiency by the government, and that we would all do better if the government would just stop stealing from all of us, where we could keep what we earned. Then we wouldn't be impoverished. And food inflation wouldn't be skyrocketing, by the way, because that's also caused by massive money printing. So think about these issues. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Catch my articles at naturalnews.com and also, of course, my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. And check out my new Decentralized TV program at that website, decentralized.tv. Lots of amazing interviews there on decentralization. Thank you for listening. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.